An indigenous woman accused of faking her death and that of her son before illegally crossing the border into the United States has indicated her intention to go to trial. Through counsel, Don Walker told Saskatoon Provincial Court that she intends to have a judge-alone trial. Walker and her 7-year-old child were reported missing in July after her pickup truck was found near a river at a park south of Saskatoon, Canada. Some people feared Walker and her son had drowned in the South Saskatchewan River. It prompted a missing persons investigation and extensive community searches. 2 weeks later, the mother and son were found by U.S. authorities in Oregon. She was transferred back to Saskatchewan after waiving a formal extradition process. Court documents filed in the United States said the woman thoughtfully planned and engaged in an elaborate ruse in which she faked her death and that of her son. Near the southern border of the Pine Ridge Reservation, a curved, translucent roof peeks out a few feet above the dusty plains. It's a blustery afternoon, but below ground, at the bottom of a short flight of stairs, the inside of this 80-foot-long sleek structure is bursting with life. Pallets of vivid microgreens, potato plants growing from hay bales, and planters full of thick heads of Swiss chard and bok choy. This is an underground greenhouse, or walipini, and the harvesters are members of the Oglala Sioux tribe. It is one of at least 8 underground greenhouses that, over the past decade, have been built or are being constructed on the reservation. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.